Yeah.
Where's Drew?
I don't know. He's taking his sweet ass time. And I've already started recording.
All right. Thank you.
Again, this time it's episode 30, and joining me tonight are my two good friends, Drew Bunting and Ted Glover. How you doing, Drew?
Meow, meow. I'm doing well. How are you, David?
I'm doing fine.
No bird biting your finger this time.
No, I could get her back in. Well, Ruby's home, so she's like watching it. It'd be a lot easier watching the birds, but I kind of wanted to have that on the show. That was kind of a cool moment.
Yeah, you're going, ow! How's your finger?
What?
How's your finger?
How's it look? Sorry, I had to do it. It's doing well! I did play a little bass today, a little rocking. I rocked out a little bit.
Do you still play?
Yeah, I just, you know, I'm since I got the studio going again, I'm kind of telling Ruby I want to start making a few tunes again or bringing out some of my old ones. Uh-huh. I found an hour-long show of me on YouTube that somebody sent me from
Dude, send me that link.
Yeah,
from 1994.
Oh, send me that link.
Send us the link. I'll rip that sucker.
Yeah, I thought it was pretty cool. It was a show that I remember the show, but it's kind of weird. I told the person, "Why the fuck would you even have this? We sucked." And they're like, "You suck." He said, "You guys fucking rock, dude. You like Sonoma County's best band at one time." And I thought. So I watched it. It was pretty cool, dude. It's good to see the guys jamming again. So
nice. That's cool.
So
that's
awesome. I'm kind of getting myself back together musically. So keeps me from stressing out about scoring touchdowns.
Yeah. Or lack thereof.
Turning the ball over in the red zone.
Oh, for Christ's sake. Don't be turning the ball over in the red zone.
Oh, but we've moved on from that game, haven't we?
We have to.
Don't have a choice.
That's a good way to put it. We got to – now the backs are kind of against the wall now. So,
speaking of backs against the wall, back behind me, I just got in the mail today a Viking gnome sent to me, sort of looks like me, no less.
I didn't see the resemblance, so you just said it. Yeah.
It's you without the glasses, man.
That's right.
It's like you with contacts. That's what that is.
It is you, dude.
And sent to me by Joe Johnson of Purple PTSD and Purple Journal. He had run a caption, does it every week, a tweet he puts out asking people to select choices of how you think players are going to play or do whatever, and then choose win or loss on the Vikings, and I happened to win a couple weekends ago. And I appreciated Joe. And Joe is part of our major competition in the grandpa division.
First time Jason in 25 years you've made good decisions.
Dave won something. That's fucking great. Right on.
But Joe and Joe put out Morning Joe's podcast to compete with us, and Jason has called it the Grandpa's Division. Now, of course,
that's where that comes from.
Yeah, that's where that comes from because Joe's about as old as we are, and
we're much better looking, though, aren't we?
Nobody
can compete with us. We are a wealth of knowledge. We're a wealth of knowledge, and we're sexy beasts.
If we're trying to justify this vlog or whatever it is by our looks, gentlemen, we better pack it in right now.
Yeah, it's done. Done deal.
Over.
I want to thank Joe. I appreciate it, bud.
Yeah, very cool. Awesome.
Hey, can I get some mid-season grades from you guys real fast?
Yeah.
I want to keep them for my record for the end of the season. So when we do the grading at the end, we can kind of look back at what you guys had. I'm just going to ask you real quick and you reel off the grades.
All right.
Offensive line.
D.
Dave?
Are we going like A through F, kind of like letter grade?
Yes. Okay. Yes. All right. Sorry, okay. I didn't point that out.
Yeah, D.
I concur. D.
Can't copy every answer he has either.
All right, C minus.
All right, D line.
B plus. No, you know what? With Everson Griffin being out, I'm going to go with an A. They've done really well with Griff being out, and they traded for Tom Johnson. I go with A.
Okay. David?
I was about to say, how are we against the run?
We're the fifth best team in the league against the run, believe it or not. We have the fifth.
That's pretty damn good.
That's really good.
They're pretty damn good. I go A minus.
Run game in general.
You go first, Dave, so you don't copy me this time.
Yeah, we'll flip flop on each one.
Run game, I'm going to give it a C, but we have been improving lately.
C.
D plus. No. They're what, 28th or 29th?
Yeah, they're 26th or 27th. Let me see. They are – the Vikings run offense is 29th at 87 yards a game.
I'm going – you know what? I'm going F because they've only been decent for two games and Dalvin Cook's been hurt pretty much all year. F.
Okay. Bring it. Receiving core.
A plus.
Not if you have to include Treadwell.
You don't. This is a subjective grade, man.
Obviously, Thielen and Diggs are an A plus. Thielen.
Well, Rudolph. I think Rudolph's been pretty good for a tight end too.
Well, he has been. Yes.
Yeah.
But Treadwell.
Come on, just agree with me. Just agree with me, so I can make fun of you.
No.
A plus.
B.
I said A plus.
B.
He's going B.
Boo.
B isn't boo. Okay, David. Linebackers.
C.
Okay.
That's being generous.
Yeah. I'll agree with Dave there.
C.
I'll play the Stefano game.
Secondary, Mr. Glover. Is not an answer.
It is when I close the show.
I'm a huge Judge Judy fan. I love it.
Secondary. I'm going to go B minus. What are they in passing defense right now? Mid-teens? Passing, they got torched a couple weeks in a row.
Our passing defense is 15th in the league.
Yeah, Rose has been hurt. I think Houghton Hill's played fairly well. Mike Hughes is hurt. Mac Alexander has been dinged up a little bit. I'm going to go B. All things considered, it hasn't been the worst thing in the world. B.
Got it.
C.
C for the gnome. Okay. Special teams.
Oh, fuck. D. That's being generous.
All right, D.
More like D minus.
Kicking is only one third of it. I mean, you've got kickoffs and punting. You've got
punt returns, kick returns.
Wild has been pretty good. Kickoffs have been pretty good.
Yeah, but coverage hasn't been the greatest.
I'm going C plus.
C plus for Ted Glover and a D minus. That's, I expect, I kind of was figuring two F's on that, but okay, two more. Three more. Kirk Cousins.
B.
B, as in B.
I give him an A minus, and the minus is for his, some of the dumb shit.
Yeah, okay. I give him the B for the turnovers, just the bad turnovers at really bad times.
All right, David can answer this one first, since Ted went first last time. Coaching.
Yeah. They're outsmarting themselves.
And I know it's different. They're different coaches in different situations. It's kind of ingenuous.
But as a whole.
How do you grade the coaching so far?
So far, C.
C, okay.
C minus.
C minus. And the last one, Drew, on this show.
Incomplete.
That's an I. I knew I, I knew I was going to get that fucking. You know what? Hey, Ruby, I've been getting that incomplete since fucking high school. And I just got another one. I am consistent, though, aren't I?
No, that's an easy grade.
No, you're an A, brother.
You're an A. Like straight across the board.
Hey, thanks, guys. Okay, I'm going to keep these logged up on my wall, and we're going to revisit them towards the end of the year in December.
Okay,
and sounds good. I think that will be a cool thing to do.
And we'll base your raise on your score.
Yeah.
Sounds
good.
Okay. Okay, good. Thanks, guys. I wanted to get that logged in there, so I have that.
All right. Now it's on to Lions Week. Detroit's coming to town. And are we afraid?
Drew?
I always say, you know, in the jungle, the mighty jungle, you know, sometimes the lion will sleep tonight. I think we need to. I'm feeling pretty good about this week. I think last week everybody's got that chalky, bitter shit taste in their mouth. You know what? You know, some of those games where you just like can't wait to play another one. I think the Vikings are going to roll. I'm kind of feeling good about it.
A nice, tasty Sam Adams washes that chalky taste right out of the mouth.
Yeah, they could probably go for some of that. Maybe DeFilippo when he has to do clock management. Get that fucker drunk.
It's like he was drunk.
Do you tell us, Ted, you watched Zimmer's presser, and I watched Zimmer's presser. And we both heard a question by our good friend and buddy, Arif Hassan.
Yeah. Yeah, Arif, and I thought it was a very legitimate question. He talked about the Vikings and their time management skills. And I think Zimmer kind of interrupted Arif, and he said, well, do you mean at the end of the half? He's like, well, yeah, not only that, but just kind of overall. I can't remember the exact context of the quote or the exact quote, but it was just sort of an overarching clock management.
Right. Why did we
for the staff for all season? Yeah. Yeah. And then
over
he talked
5
about
minutes on the drive when we only had 2 minutes left in the game.
And Zimmer got hot, man. Zimmer was, he kind of shot laser beams. Yeah. He sort of shot laser beams into a Reese glowing bald head.
Yes.
And he said, I will disagree with everything you just said, basically.
He is really wrong.
Stunned me.
That's
yeah.
a great question. That's a great. I wish I could have saw that.
I think you're 100% totally wrong with clock management. So I go through it every day. I think you're 100% totally wrong.
I mean, that's fantastic question. And it was, I thought it was a very poor answer by Mike Zimmer, because the Vikings have had serious clock management issues in just about every single game this year. But yeah, I thought it was a great question by Harif, and
that is really.
I mean, it was a strong it was a strong answer by Zimmer, but it was 180 degrees out from what I think the correct answer is, because the Vikings' clock management was terrible at the end of the first half. They had 30 seconds and 2 timeouts. The Saints had just scored on that really bad turnover by Thielen. They returned it, and then Kamara scored, you know, from a 1 yard out or whatever it was.
Well, so the Vikings, then they ran the fullback. Then they ran C.J. Ham at the end of the half.
Yeah.
They had time
to run it out, where they could have taken, you know, you figure the Saints are going to play some sort of prevent. You've got literally the 2 best wide receivers in the NFL, literally one of the 3 or 4 statistically best quarterbacks in the NFL. You've got 32 timeouts. You get 2 decent pass plays there, and you're in field goal range.
Yeah.
If you can kick a field goal there, it maybe blunts a little bit of that emotional trauma, if you will, that late touchdown that the Saints scored, and gives the Vikings a little bit of confidence going into the locker room.
It gives them a chance to double dip.
Anyways, yeah, I'm done with the Saints. This is a stupid game.
Yeah, absolutely.
Great question, Arif, and Zimmer copped out on the answer.
Great question, Arif. You know, he's had, you know, the said time management skills for not even this year. It dates back even when that Lions game, when they came in and they tied us and he took it to overtime and won.
Mm-hmm.
At the end of that game, it was a 3rd down. He called a timeout with 27 seconds. The way the game was playing out, there was only going to be 1 play. If he waits 14 seconds to call that timeout, we win the game.
Yeah.
The fact that he called it with 27 seconds, and then we scored and left 23 seconds for Stafford to get it. I mean, it was completely ridiculous to call a timeout right there. Let the clock run down. There's only going to be one more play anyway. Why do you have to stop it at 27? The Lions wouldn't have had time to tie it. So that essentially lost that whole game. So he's had clock management skills. I'm glad somebody called him out and asked him a question about that. And if he didn't give a good answer, that means Arif nailed him on it. I mean,
well, except for I think there may have been flowers sent to Arif in the hospital room. Because he absolutely torched Arif, and it was almost embarrassing because he was asking a good question. And Mike got a little testy on the next day, on Monday, in the press conference. When he gets up there and goes, any questions, then people start live tweeting, and he told everybody, that's rude. Well, that's their job, you know? And he said, I understand it's your job, but it's rude. It's like, if you understand it's their job. I mean,
he's kind of right, though. It is sort of rude.
But
we're old school. It's their job. Like, you know, yeah, I know.
Yeah, and he's got a lot of old school. But you go up to a coach when he's calling the middle of the game and go, hey, coach, look at here. I want a picture. No.
When your head coach starts getting testy at pressers, it's getting to him.
Well, now, the way it was reported, Zimmer's demeanor in that exchange about tweeting was very good natured. He was kind of joking around. So, I don't think that you should take that as a Zimmer getting testy or irritated. I think he was just kind of joking around with that. But I didn't see the press conference. So.
It touches his nerves.
Okay.
Yeah, if he's going to get testy about it, we're going to wait till Dave Stefano questions him. He'll be furious.
Oh, I'd love to. But anyways.
No, you know what? You give him a break a lot, though, so it wouldn't be too bad.
Does Stafford come in and pull that same rabbit out of his hat this week?
Dude's 2-0 lifetime at US Bank Stadium. Never lost at US Bank Stadium.
But he lost Golden Tate.
He did.
Yes. Golden Tate.
So that gives them what? Marvin Jones Jr. and Kenny Golladay as their two wide receivers?
Correct.
Meow, meow.
Yeah, and Golden Tate was like Stafford's security blanket.
Intended to tear us up.
Yeah, well, and he had – if you look at their stats this year – Tate was their leading receiver, most receptions, most yards. You take him out of that offense, and now they've got Golladay, Jones, and there's literally no – they don't have a third wide receiver right now of any consequence that I saw in their roster. Maybe I missed something glaring. But Detroit did not get better today with that trade. Now, they got a good – I thought it was a good trade. If you're looking to next year, they got a third-round pick for a guy that's 30 in his last year of his contract. But
that's a good deal. That's a good deal. But it almost shows like they're cashing it in for this year.
Yeah, which is weird because last week they traded for Snacks,
right?
The defensive tackle. Right. So like one week it's like you're going in, and then you lose one game. Now you're 3-4 and you're sellers. I don't know. It's very mixed signals from Detroit. But cool, get rid of Golden Tate. The guy was a thorn in our side for far too long.
Yeah, one last thing. And you
talk about receivers.
Yes.
They've only got two other receivers that have PFF scores.
Besides, are you talking about besides Golladay and Jones?
Right. They have TJ Jones with a 54.9.
TJ Jones? Fuck is that?
And a Brendan Powell with a 57.7. Both scores are shitty.
TJ Jones sounds like the name for the least. It sounds like a name. For the lead singer of a Nickelback cover band.
George Strait singer, TJ Jones and CJ McGillicuddy. Yeah, anyway, I'm not worried about nobody's TJ Jones. I'm not worried about Stafford. We're going to get to him this week.
I think so. Yeah. Lions offensive line isn't all that great.
No.
I don't think, are they? I mean, Stafford's been hit a lot this year.
No, they're 20. They're 20. Where are they at defensively? They are 19th overall. They give up 367 yards a game. They're really good against the pass. They're actually 7th in the league against the pass, but they're second to last against the run. They're terrible against the run.
They have Glasgow at center and Ragnow at left guard.
Oh, you're talking about their offensive line. Oh, yeah. They're 23rd in offense. So they're on the bottom end of the league.
And they just traded their best offensive player that's not a quarterback.
Right. That's they've it looks like they've thrown in the towel already.
Yeah, I mean, if you can hold the Breeze and company to 23, which they did, then you should be able to hold the Lions somewhere around 10 or 13, right? I mean,
I would hope so.
I would hope so.
I would hope so. Hey, we all said the same thing.
There's an echo in here. I got to check the audio.
But it's just, hey, David, but you know what it comes down to is those mistakes. Are we going to screw ourselves and beat us ourselves out of another game? That's what every week comes down to, Ted.
It really is. Yeah, I mean,
if we played clean football, we'd be really hard to beat.
If they'd have played, if they'd have played a clean football game against the Saints, you can make the argument they would have won.
Amen.
Oh, I agree.
But they didn't. You know, I mean, it's, you know,
they make
stupid
mistakes at inopportune times.
I mean, when you make a mistake and then all of a sudden the body language is down, everybody's moping around. As a coach, you can't let your team, you got to work past that shit. You got to forget about it and move on. That Thielen, I mean, mistakes are going to happen. It's just how you respond to them is different.
That Thielen fumble lingered like a bad, and the Vikings just could not get over it.
I know, I mean,
they couldn't. It was weird, man. It was weird. I just thought it was weird.
It's like we never regained momentum after that. It's like the whole thing was shot down, and you know, you can't do it. You got to move past it no matter how many bad things are happening. And that's what we have a tendency to. We get hurt by our mistakes a lot worse than we should.
Let's look forward to not having mistakes this week.
Just try to limit them. I mean, you're going to have your false starts and your offsides, but don't have a 50-yard pass interference or some bullshit to keep the drive alive. Don't give them extra possession. Let's get on somebody and let's ride this thing all the way out. We need a 37-7 win. That's what the fuck we need. Everybody yes, we to do. feel better about themselves. Coaches feel better about themselves. DeFilippo can feel better about himself. We can all feel better.
Yeah, DeFilippo needs to call better.
We need a good statement rollover win going into the bye so we can come out strong on the other end.
Okay. How much do you think Vegas has us favored?
Four and a half. I don't know.
I'm going to go right now. I'm going to go five.
Five. Five is what Vegas has. 3.5 is what PFF has. They have less faith than Vegas.
We're going to cover that. Cover it. You can book it. Book it, Uncle Pauly. Book it.
We're going to book it.
Well, you know, in Vegas's defense, the Vikings have played fairly underwhelming football for a good part of this season.
Oh, yes, without a doubt.
You know, we were talking about the Saints game, and I kind of do this thing on Daily Norseman now. I just started it. It's doing it a couple weeks now. It's kind of tracking the Vikings' playoff chances. Last year after they beat the Jets, they had a 68% chance to win or to go to the playoffs with a 53% chance to win. With that loss to the Saints, and they had a 20% chance – at a first round bye. And right now the Rams and the Saints are the top two teams in the NFC. And they're playing each other this weekend. Now with that loss to the Saints, the Vikings playoff chances went from 68% down to 51%. And the chance to win the division went from 53 to 41. And the chance to get a first round bye is basically gone. It's down to like 5%.
That is good knowledge right there.
That was a and that all that by the way, that information I got off of 538. I know it's mostly a political site now, but they still have a pretty big sports thing, and they do every week at the end of each week's NFL games, they calculate using formulas I don't really understand. They calculate playoff chances for each team. So, you know, the Vikings are essentially we're at the halfway point. And the Vikings are essentially 50-50 to make the playoffs.
Oh,
and they've got three straight division games coming up, and then the Seahawks, and then the Patriots.
What are we doing?
I think this next 3 weeks kind of determines how the season goes, but that's just me.
I'm gonna vote in agreement with that. I'm gonna go in agreement with that. That's 50-50. Jesus.
Well, somebody's got to win this division, but it looks like virtually the whole division.
This is only our second.
This may be one of those seasons where a 9-6 team or a 9-5-1 team wins the division.
Well, You look at the Bears' schedule, though. The next five games, the Vikings play the Lions, Bears, Packers, Seahawks, and Patriots. The Bears play the Lions twice, us, the Bills.
Oh.
And like they got another really easy team. Let me look it up real quick. But there's a realistic chance, minus the Vikings game. And the Vikings, when the Vikings play the Bears, it's in Chicago, and that has been a nightmare venue for the Vikings the better part of the 15, 20 years.
Yeah.
They got the Bills. Let's see. Here we go. The Bears have the Lions twice, the Vikings, and then the Giants.
Yeah. Oh, jeez.
You could plausibly say the Bears can run the table.
What's their record right now? What are they right now?
They're 5-3. They're in first place in the division. Oh, right now, fuck. If the playoffs were to start today, the Vikings would be on the outside looking in. The Bears would be
the division champions. And if they run the table, they're 10-3. And
yeah. No wonder. And it's pretty much – yeah. The Vikings have got to win these next three games, minimum.
Yeah.
Minimum.
That Bills game is looming large right now that we lost.
I'll never hear the end of it. My sister is a Bears fan.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
My stepdad, one of my brothers, is a big Bears fan.
She sent me a text Monday morning. Guess who's first in the NFC North?
Yeah.
Hey, DeFilippo better be on it on the play calling in that game because, you know, can't be messing around. What? That's this is where it all – what's that? The rubber hits the road. Is that still a saying?
Yes, that's still the saying.
We go 4-1 or 5-0. Be nice to go 5-0.
Yeah, it would
maybe.
Then keep the pressure on them, no matter what happens to them, because we still could just take care of our own business.
The Vikings are far from out of it, but I mean, they have got to start playing like the team that we thought they would be when this season began.
Yeah, there's no more of. I mean, if we're sitting right now at 6-2 or 7-1, we can say, well, we built a little credit in the bank, and we could lose a game here. We don't have any credit left.
No,
we're flat broke.
There's basically no room for error from this point forward for the Vikings.
Woo! We like the pressure, though, Ted Glover.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, it's not like Mike Zimmer teams haven't run the table and haven't gone on a big win streak before. They did last year. You know, they won, what, 7 or 8 games in a row, 9 games in a row, 8-9, whatever it was when they finished 13-3. At one point, they were, what, 2-2?
Right. They went 2-2, and then they won.
However many it was.
Yeah, the year before, they started 6-0, and they went.
We really haven't. You know what, guys? We're at the halfway point of the NFL season, and we really haven't rolled anybody yet. We haven't had a game where we just kicked somebody's ass.
And man, this week is good. Yeah. Like the Jets hung around till the fourth quarter. The 49ers hung around till the fourth quarter.
Right.
Yeah. I'm with you.
We haven't had a game where we just slam somebody into the turnbuckle, so to speak, like Dick the Bruiser and shit.
Mm-hmm.
We need to go full Jimmy Superfly Snuka on these guys. And we need to have a game. We need to have a win where it's tied up and done at the end of the we take care of business in the fourth quarter.
Hey, true story. My wife's grandfather was good friends with Dick the Bruiser.
No way, dude. He was my favorite wrestler growing up.
Was he really?
Yeah. We used to watch him back in Michigan. They had the wrestling matches on Saturday afternoons.
Yep.
The old black and white ones. Me and my brother were like big Dick the Bruiser fans. That's cool,
dude. You were from Michigan?
Huh?
You were from Michigan?
I was born in Michigan.
What part?
Mount Clemens.
Oh, God. Oh, my God.
I used to go to Ann Arbor. I'm glad you asked, Dave.
Really, Dave? Really?
Born in Mount Clemens. I was just curious. All right, he's obviously a Michigan Wolverine.
Born in Mount Clemens, lived in Port Huron. And then
but why isn't he a Detroit fan? That's their protein.
Come on, man. When I chose the Vikings, I told my mom one day when I was 5 years old, 1970, I told her, my team, I love football, been enamored with this new game. My team is the Vikings. And she said, that's not going to go over well with your father. And I said, my father's a drunk. I don't give a shit. What do you think? So she said, okay, you've always been your own little man. You picked the Vikings. That's your team, the Vikings, and it's been that way ever since.
Yeah, sort of like me. My dad's team was the Bears.
Oh, a lot of Bears fans. I'm not here about the Bears anymore.
But he was the one that took me to that first ball game in 1969. At the Met.
Met Stadium, yeah. That was a cool place to watch a football game.
On those good memories and good notes, we'll wrap this puppy up. Drew.
Yes.
Any last words?
Meow, meow, Viking cow. Sorry I didn't get Princess in here to bite me this time.
That's quite all right. We don't need to see blood.
Re-recording.
Ted, you got anything?
Yeah, you hit record this time, right?
Yes.
Oh, you record this time. Come on. Every time he says, Ted, you got anything you're supposed to say?
What do you got? For those of you that aren't following, we had recorded an episode earlier, and no sooner than we had shut everything down that Dave sent us a text and said, guys, you're not going to believe this, but I forgot to hit record. So this is take two.
Yes, take two.
Come on, man. So, hit the record button.
Yeah, hey, you're recording this time, right?
Oh, yes, I am recording.
Okay, all right. Do you want my spicy hot take before we get out of here?
Yes, I want the prediction because you're always close with your predictions. Give us a score. Give me a score prediction and then give me a couple tasty little tidbits of what's going to happen in the game. Oh, yeah.
27-16 Vikings.
Wait, writing it down.
Write it down. 27-16.
Okay, I got it.
Matthew Stafford is sacked 5 times.
Baby fat. I call him. He always looks like he still has his baby fat. What's wrong with that guy?
That's okay. I'm in my 50s and I still have my baby fat.
What, sacked how many times?
Sacked 5 times.
Okay, sacked 5 times, baby fat Stafford.
And the Vikings are +2 in turnover margin.
+2 turnover margin. Cool. Hey, I want to give a quick shout out to Mary Fisk from the group. She's not feeling well, and we got to get her better because she has tickets for the game this Sunday. And we need to have her there because she's been waiting for this game all for months now. She's excited about it, but she's not feeling well. Mary, get back on your feet and get to that game.
Yeah, we love you, Mary. We need the power.
We need Mary Fisk
you there.
Mary Fisk power Sunday.
And get to the stadium and lead the Vikings to victory.
Yes.
Love it. Go, everybody.